The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Everybody, welcome to your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. Yeah, sorry, we kind of skipped right over Thursday. Sorry again, apologies, I wasn't able to get your show out yesterday, but let's try to make up for today, shall we? It's the 5th of April, 2019. All the best technology news has been happening. We got it coming your way right now, in about 5 minutes. All right, now just before we get into today's news, I kind of forgot to mention this. If you're hearing some really bad karaoke or a lot of power tools, let's just say my neighborhood's pretty damn active today. I'll do my best to get it out of the recording, but if you hear any bad karaoke coming through, I'm terribly, terribly sorry. Anyway, starting off with news today and from Amazon. Boy, they got some stuff up their sleeves. Let's start with the first one, shall we? How about some new AirPod copies from them? Yep, it sure does look like Amazon's ready to start making some headphones. Apparently, they're going to be Alexa earbuds. Yeah, this is all sound familiar. Just like with Siri support in the AirPods, you're going to have Alexa in your, I guess, Alexa pods. I don't know what they're going to be called yet. Neither does Bloomberg, but that's where this story's coming from. And yes, just like the AirPods and Samsung's Galaxy Buds, these things will be completely wireless headphones. And just like with the Hey Siri function for your AirPods, apparently you're going to be able to summon Alexa and say whatever you need. Now the bigger question, when they coming out and how much? Well, according to Bloomberg, Amazon could be releasing these things in the second half of 2019. As for how much they're going to cost, we don't know, but I'm sure they're going to be cheaper than Apple's AirPods. Staying with Amazon news, hey, look up in the sky. Well, we can't really see them, but they're up there, and they're called satellites. Now, why did I mention Amazon and now satellites? Well, guess what? They're about to squeeze in some of their own amongst the others that are already up there. In fact, about 3,236 of them, they're going to be squeezing in above our Earth. For what purpose? Internet. Amazon's goal with these satellites is to provide unserved and unserved communities around the world with internet. And if this sounds familiar, yeah, you remember Facebook, they were trying the drone route. But remember, Amazon's got more money, so we can just shoot this crap up into space. Now, apparently, these will be unlike traditional satellite internet. These satellites will be lower in Earth's orbit and can be operated cheaply with lower latencies. At least that's what they're talking about. As for where they're going to put all these satellites, well, about 784 of them will be about 367 miles up, 1,296 of them are going to be 379 miles up, and the remaining 1,156 satellites setting at a nice altitude of 391 miles. Now, of course, this is just talk right now. Nothing's been shot up, but I'm sure we're going to be hearing a lot more about this coming this year. Remember that little teeny tiny palm phone we've been talking about? You know, that little phone that shares the same number with your other smartphone? Costs you an extra $10 a month if you're in the U.S.? Well, now you can make that your main phone if you're absolutely crazy. Yep, for $199, the little palm that really sits in your palm phone can now be your number one go-to phone. I don't know why you'd want to, but it can be now. At least in the U.S. and if you're on Verizon. Now, the $199 price tag, yeah, that sounds like, oh, that's a little cheaper. Well, it is. The original price tag for the phone is actually $350, if you can believe that. And Verizon's hoping that this will be your secondary smartphone, you know, just in case you need an extra number or something goes wrong with the other phone, at least you got a backup. Yeah, that's all nice and dandy. I could just think of better backups myself, personally. And finally, get down, get funky, the Bitmoji party has begun. That is if you want to play Snap's first game. Yep, the first original game for Snapchat is here called Bitmoji Party. Oh boy. This multiplayer game from Snapchat is going to offer players a series of light challenging mini games on the mobile phone. And is actually specifically designed to be played in small groups. What's the point of this coming from Snapchat, a social media company? Well, they want you to stay inside their app a lot longer since a lot of people haven't been staying there much lately. So they've created the Bitmoji Party game. And not just in certain markets, all over the freaking planet. So what's happening in Bitmoji Party? Well, apparently users will be playing zombies, trying to affect one another. Boy, this just sounds lovely. Another game will be jumping to avoid a giant boot that apparently will kick them through goalposts. And another game will be trying to stay afloat on top of a toy apparently that's inside of a pool. Yeah, lots of action going on here. According to Snap, they will generate revenue from the game games by introducing 6-second ads into the games, meaning players will be forced to watch these ads. They'll earn virtual currency from them, and that can be spent inside the game. If you're curious and bored and just don't want to work because it's a Friday, and if you haven't tapped on that Snapchat icon on your iPhone or Android device in a while, you might want to go check this out. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, yep, that is our website, of course. You can find all of our podcasts over there. You can check out our blog and so much more. Also, give us a like on Facebook, British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And join our BTN community at our Slack room. You can find it at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show is headed into the weekend. We will be back on Monday, though, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a fabulous bit party emoji, whatever the hell the thing's called, Friday, and a fantastic weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.